ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Overnight, President Trump abruptly announcing he is terminating trade talks with Canada over a television ad that used audio from President Reagan criticizing tariffs. Trump writing on social media that Canada is trying to interfere with a Supreme Court decision on his tariffs. The Reagan Foundation says it's reviewing legal use of the audio. At 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue,
the historic 120-year-old east wing of the White House reduced to rubble. Satellite images show the dramatic transformation from less than 1 month ago to now. Along with the building, at least six trees have been taken down, including two magnolias commemorated to Presidents Warren Harding and Franklin Roosevelt, all to make room for President Trump's 90,000-square-foot ballroom.
ABC's Perry Russom in Washington. The president says after speaking to San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie, he's backing off a planned surge of federal agents into the city. There were protests against the agents in San Francisco Thursday. This is ABC News. The co-founder of cryptocurrency company Binance, Changpeng Zhao, pleading guilty in 2023 to money laundering, has been pardoned by President Trump. Why did the president do it? Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
President Trump was asked this directly. He had a little bit of a not super clear answer. He said CZ was recommended by a lot of people, which makes it sound like plenty of advocates, whether in his administration or out of it, were pushing for this pardon. And then the president said that this is someone who was persecuted by the Biden administration.
Tropical storm Melissa growing in the Caribbean, but ever so slowly. Will it hit the U.S. mainland?
So the spaghetti models show it just lingering there just south of Jamaica and then finally pushing over Cuba and right out to sea as we head into the latter part of next week. It does not look like it will be a threat to the United States.
I'm ABC meteorologist Melissa Griffin. This is day 23 of the federal government shutdown, the first Friday in which hundreds of thousands of government workers are without a full paycheck. This is ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Time to clean out the medicine cabinet and dispose of those old drugs safely. This weekend is National Drug Takeback Day. Here in Green Bay, you have several options to drop off unwanted or expired medications. Tomorrow, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., you can take them to Entrance 2 at Aurora Baker Medical Center, Amplify Health by Bellin across Webster from the hospital's main entrance, or near the emergency department entrance at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. You can find more locations on the Brown County website, as well as year-round drop-off sites. Health officials say leaving old medications at home can be dangerous for children, older adults, and people with mental health or substance abuse disorders. Now's your chance to see that Packers movie everyone's been talking about. Tonight, Bay Park Cinema is hosting a special screening of the documentary No Packers, No Life. Former Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy will even be there for a Q&A at 6:30. As WGBW News first told you about at the beginning of this month, the documentary follows a passionate group of Packers fans, not in Wisconsin, but in the heart of Tokyo. These fans live, breathe, and bleed green and gold, even getting up at 2 a.m. to watch the Packers game. That's game time in Japan, with the time difference. The movie is scheduled to run at Bay Park Square and Green Bay East Marcus Cinemas through Tuesday, October 8th. But the film's director told Nightlight's Pete Schwabe this week it could run longer. Speaking of the Packers, they're heading to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers and former Packers QB Aaron Rodgers, in case you hadn't heard. Titletown's been buzzing about the matchup all week, and last night Rodgers may have added a bit of fuel to the fire by revealing that he does plan to retire as a Green Bay Packer when the time comes. Not a big surprise there. Former Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy confirmed a while back that Rodgers' number 12 will be retired at Lambeau, again, when the time is appropriate. For now, Coach LaFleur has made it clear that the Packers are playing the Steelers on Sunday, not just Aaron Rodgers. But when they do, they'll have a fierce quarterback hunter Micah Parsons coming off his personal record 3-sack game last week with a personal goal to sack Rodgers before the 4-time MVP retires. Should be football at its finest for Sunday Night Football kickoff at 7:20 on NBC. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday night football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all, honestly. It's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership. Family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
WTBW. If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA.
Time to set 97.9 WGBW. It's Friday.
Set your alarm clock to us. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 WGBW. It is indeed Friday, and that means that tomorrow is the very last farmer's market on Washington Street for the season. We're going to have to wait until, when does it start up again? April? May? It's right around, well, I'm not going to speculate, I'm not going to guess, but this is the last one. Now, there is something different going on next month. It's not a farmer's market per se, but it is the Christ Kindle Market on Broadway that starts up November 20th and runs through December 20th without, except for Thanksgiving Day. It's on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And this is kind of a German-style holiday street market, food and beverages, but also some gifts and programming in the heart of downtown Green Bay. We'll have Mary Rohde from, well, we will ask her kindly to come in and talk about that because it sounds like a fascinating subject. They've done this before, and it's been very successful. So when we get closer to November 20th, we'll let you in on that. But yeah, tomorrow, final farmer's market on Washington Street. That goes 7 to noon, I think. Let me double check if that's 7 to noon. I was right. And yeah, right down the street from WGBW.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app, as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater. Friday, October 24th. I've been cheated. Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you.
Friday night, the Meyer Theater, with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
What are you doing tonight? You got no place to go. Gotta get out of the city. Why don't you come along with me? Might find out tonight. Get your girl and hold her tight. We can take it down.
Down by the lazy river.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Those are the Osmonds, getting kind of rowdy. Little Eva, not quite so rowdy. She's just doing the local motion.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the local motion.
I know you get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Come on, baby, do the local motion.
My little baby sister can do it with me. It's easier than learning your ABC. So come on, come on, do the local motion with me. You gotta swing your hips now.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Okay, I actually dare you to try to sing along. with this song. 1974, reunion, Life is a Rock, but the radio rolled me. WGBW.
BB Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, Twang and Eddie Hisman, ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire, no commotion, poker, passion, deeper purple satisfaction, baby, baby, gotta, gimme, getting hotter, Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, my Vista Fuji, I'm a Kamasutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre Barry, Righteous Archers, Nielsen, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco Poppin, Fats is back and finger poppin'.
Life is a rock.
Tabulation, Carly Simon, Eddie Holder, Rolling Stone, and a folder. Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers, Cancer Now, I got the Shivers, Mongo, Jerry, Peter, Paul, and Paul, and Mary, Mary, Dr. John, the Nightly Tripper, Doris Day, and Jack the Ripper, gotta go, so gotta sweat a Leah Russell, give me Shell, the Miracles, and Smokey Blessed, slide guitars, a Fender Bass, and Mushroom Mumbling, Bonnie Bramley, Wilson Pickett, stop a kick it.
Life is a rock.
Jay and Dale and Ronnie, Kukla, Fran and Norman, Oakley, Denver, John and Osmond, Donnie, JJ, Kayla, ZZ Top and LLB, then Dee Dee Donna, David Bowie, Steely Dan, and Sing Me Proud of CC Ryder, Edgar Winter, Jonah Summers, Isaac Marshall, Connie, Thunder, Eric Clapton, Pedal Wallace, Stephen Foster, Doo Da Doo Da, Good Vibrations, LB Ron, the Surfing Girl, Little Honda, Tida Tida, Honey Honey, Sugar Sugar, Yummy Yummy, CBS and Warner Brothers, RCA and all the others.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay East High School students, parents, and supporters gathered at Joannie's Park today with one clear message: bring back Nico. Nico Sela, the school's football coach, was placed on administrative leave the day before East High School's biggest football game of the year, the 120-year-old rivalry between Green Bay's East and West High Schools. Sela's wife says the allegations against him have to do with giving students ride home and undermining staff to students, according to WBAY. Superintendent Vicki Byers sent a letter to families saying the district respects the students' and community's right to have their voices heard. Byers said the district cannot talk about the situation as it is a personnel matter. State Attorney General candidate Eric Toney made a stop in Green Bay yesterday, just days after he announced his campaign for the position. Toney talked with local law enforcement. Brown County District Attorney Dave Lassay endorsed Toney, saying he puts public safety over politics. This is Republican Toney's second run for the office. He lost to Democrat Josh Call, the incumbent attorney general, in 2022. Call announced earlier this month he will seek a third term as the state's top law enforcement official. The coolest thing made in Wisconsin is, from right here in Northeast Wisconsin, of course, the Search and Rescue 1000 Island Airboat, made in Marion, took the prize this year. Four of eight finalists in the Coolest Thing competition were from our neck of the woods. Carbliss, No Sugar Cocktail, and Sargento Sliced Cheese, both from Plymouth, were in the running, and Cruiser Yachts produced in Oconto. The finalists were chosen out of 150 products nominated this year. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The pandemic may have been bleak for many of us, but for two UW-Platteville researchers, it provided a spark that inspired them to find a marketplace for spoiled milk. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. That story next.
Next on our Corn Hall of Fame tour, Pioneer Brand Power Core and List Corn.
Ooh, look at all the trophies.
Yes, Power Core and List beats competitors with a 7.7 bushel per acre yield advantage. Three distinct modes of pest control action and unsurpassed herbicide flexibility mean above ground pests and weeds can't win.
But what if they try?
They wouldn't dare.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/powerup.
Whether it's the sound of the carnival or the taste of the cotton candy or your first blue ribbon, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to offer cash prizes for your fair stories. Entries are being accepted all summer long and there is no limit, so tell us all of your stories. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com.
Dr. Joseph Wu, Associate Professor of Chemistry, and Dr. John Obalata, Chair of Mechanical and Industrial Engineering at UW-Platteville, found inspiration during the pandemic. While dairy farmers were forced to dump their milk because of processing shortfalls during the pandemic, it inspired the two to collaborate on taking that spoiled milk and turning it into a value-added product that can be used in 3D printing. Dr. Joseph Wu explains.
One category that strikes me is to help the farmer to improve the economy of the dairy farmers. And that just perfectly matches what we are looking for. We really want to make this project work so that in the future, we do not need to dump milk to the field anymore. We might be able to recover, recycle, reuse those materials for good purpose.
That's Dr. Joseph Wu, Associate Professor of Chemistry, along with his partner, Dr. John Obalata, the Chair of the Mechanical and Industrial Engineering Department on the UW-Platteville campus. They have come up with a patented process to convert casein and whey into durable, flexible materials that are suitable for 3D printing and beyond. Dr. Obalata tells me that the 3D printing industry today, worth about $20 billion, they hope Wisconsin dairy can get at least a slice of that action. That's one of the funded projects that will be highlighted during the Wisconsin Dairy Innovation Hub's Free Summit Tuesday, November 18th on the UW River Falls campus with virtual elements. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
WGBW.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of
of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. And echoed the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering of silence.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW from the heart of downtown Green Bay.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, no.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
from walking out that door. Ain't too proud to be. No, please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to be, baby, baby. Don't leave me, girl.
Baby. Local news, timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW, Temptations with Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me this morning, Friday. Hope you'll join me tonight as I'll be your host, if you will, for the Linda Ronstadt Experience at the Meyer Theater. Tristan McIntosh in town from American Idol fame. And she is performing the music of Linda Ronstadt. Seats available. You can get them at the door or you can order them online by going to MeyerTheater.org. So, yeah, going to be a great night of great music. Hope to see you there. And if you spot me, please, I'll be the one, you know, making the most noise, probably. But if you spot me, please stop by and say hi and give me your thoughts on 97.9 WGBW. I'd appreciate that.
Discover your new sanctuary at Pages Inn Pour's Bookshop and Wine Bar, where every story finds its perfect pour. Sip on craft beers, savor fine wines, and indulge in artisanal charcuterie or dessert, all in a cozy, welcoming space that's as chill as your favorite novel. Whether you're browsing classic titles or toasting with friends, Pages Inn Pour's is the bookshop and wine bar you've been waiting for. Find your next chapter at Pages Inn Pour's, 415 Main Avenue in De Pere, and at www.pagesandpours.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
Hey kids, is your teddy bear feeling sick? Don't you worry, the hospital is almost open. It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And on Friday, October 24th from 5 till 7 p.m., head to the Building for Kids in Appleton, which will transform into a teddy bear urgent care during a free night hosted by Children's Wisconsin. You can bring your teddy bear or any stuffed animal for a checkup, engage in themed activities, and enjoy a free evening of play in the museum. Head to WGBW.FM and click events to find out more.
You do to me. Said no.
Yeah, they're shouting from the
coming right on through.
Local news, timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Tommy James perfectly capturing teenage angst.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand. Trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Mama told me, 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 mama
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. ABC News coming up. Then Connie Feldman has the local news from the Green Bay area. Mike Clemens sports. We've got weather. We've got more timeless hits from people like Old the Rolling Stones, just to drop a single name.
You didn't have to be so nice. Would have liked you anyway. If you had just looked once or twice and gone upon your quiet way. Today said time was right for me to follow you. I knew I'd find you in a day. And it's true, you came upon a quiet day. You simply seemed
station you don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to. 97.9 WGBW.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you.
ocean is a desert with its life underground and the perfect disguise above. Under the cities lies a heart made of ground, but the humans will give no love. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La 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 la.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Overnight, President Trump abruptly announced he was terminating all trade talks with Canada over a television ad put out by Ontario's government that used 1987 audio from former President Ronald Reagan criticizing trade tariffs.
Sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time.
Trump writing on social media he thought Canada was trying to interfere with a Supreme Court decision considering the legality of his tariffs. The Ronald Reagan Foundation and Institute says it's reviewing legal use of the audio. Major travel mess up overnight due to a computer malfunction at Alaska Airlines. This traveler frustrated.
We are trying to get back to Portland. Had the last Alaska IT outage in June, put me out, so I didn't fly Alaska for a while, and now we're trying to do it.